Welcome back, Ramblers. I'm Fatima, your makeup lover, cheeseman enthusiast, and tea seller.
And I am Ricardo, a fitness coach, motivational speaker, philanthropist, behavior analyst, anthropologist, executive chef, and much more. And this is?
Interrupted Rambling.
Interrupted Rambling. So Fatima, before we get started on this week's topic, what was your favorite thing of the week? I don't know why I'm moving like this.
Yeah. I know that RBD had like a reunion.
Concert?
Like an online concert. Mm-hmm. So.
Spectacle.
Yeah. And obviously I had to buy tickets. Well, I didn't, you know. But, you know, the people posted on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So I saw that it was uploaded and I decided to watch it. Uh-huh. It was like an hour and a half. I didn't watch all because I like skipped through some stuff. And like, I don't know. I have some kind of feel.
You have opinions?
I have a lot of opinions. But I just think, like, they were just a phenomenon in all. And I like the music and everything. But just watching them, because I never went to a concert there, so I don't know what it was, right?
Yeah.
But watching this, I'm like, they're doing playback, whatever. Yeah. And then one of the
members
like really effed up her, like,
choreography,
not really, but like you can tell,
and it was noticeable.
It was noticeable, and I'm just like secondhand embarrassment.
Mm-hmm. So embarrassed.
And like I just can't get over it. And like the song that they were doing, I hear it, like, I listen to it, and that's the only thing I see, like, her messing up.
You can only focus on that.
I can only focus on that. But,
as a whole, though, did you like it? Do you think it was a good thing they did?
It was, like, nostalgic. It was very nostalgic, because they would play little clips of them younger back then in concerts. Like I said, again, I've never been to a concert, but like it kind of gives you the feels like that was like, I think that was like 2005-ish or like
early 2000s.
It was a long time ago, but it was like one of those things like, wow, like this was such a big deal back then.
Mm-hmm.
And they were huge, like,
yeah,
you know. And watching this, unfortunately there was like two less members because, you know, life got in the way and everything, so they couldn't make it. But I think it would have been really, really nice if the other two members
were
to
there.
Join. Because they had to, like, redo all the songs.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, the singing parts, some of the singing parts were part of
The other two members, yeah. And, like,
but you said everything was playback?
I feel like they pre-recorded everything, and then they just, because there were parts that were kind of, like,
suspect.
Very sus. Very sus. Like, no cap.
No cap. Well, have you seen that video where the mommy like makes a sandwich for the guy? He's like, this is legit, right? No cap. That's how you sound right now. Trying to be cool.
No cap. But it was very sus. No, but like, so, like, they were singing, right? And there's just part they go, oh, you know, just like the regular, like, fillers. I think that's what they call
it. No, they're called ad-libs.
Whatever that is. Anyways, so he's a musician, he knows. So there was one part where one of the members, I think, got ahead of himself, and like he put the mic in, like you can see clearly that he moved his mouth like to make the little oh,
but it wasn't time for that,
and nothing came out of his mouth, but you can see he moved it, and then he just like went down. And I'm like, if it were to be live, it shouldn't matter. You should have just done it if you felt right, you know. Uh-huh. Like, you guys are actors. You guys are musicians. You know, remember that Salvame video? Yeah, yeah. They're musicians, okay? Mm-hmm. So, like, it should not matter. Like, and besides, like, this is a fun concert. Like, you guys should be allowed. But that's why I was like, and this was just the first 16 minutes of the video. And I was like, we're starting off rough. Very rough.
That's not good. Yeah.
But I liked how they rearranged the music.
Yeah.
So they changed
it. They kept it a little bit more modern.
Yes. And like different and stuff. And they added little things. And I really liked that. I really, really did. So to the point that song where they messed up, I loved how it was composed in the concert.
Life,
the recent one. So then when I went back and listened to Spotify, it was a little bit slower. And I'm just like, it's not the same. But in all, it was very nostalgic.
It was very nostalgic. Yeah, okay.
And then I started, like, I went to, like, the YouTube.
And started watching their videos.
And started watching, like, their concerts, like, back then. And it was how, like, pumped everyone was.
Yeah, they were huge. RBD was huge. RBD was.
Yeah, which we talked about in our previous.
Nostalgic one, I think.
Yeah, episode. Nostalgic childhood or something like that. Yeah, childhood. We don't even know our own childhood.
I know.
Childhood nostalgia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Can I get a hell yeah?
No.
What was that?
Can I get a hiya?
Oh, can I get a hiya?
There you go.
Hi-ya. Okay. Anyways, are you gonna ask me?
I'm trying to give a proper laugh here, but yeah, what about you? Anything favorite this week? I mean,
that's because this intro is gonna be super long. it's its own episode. I was just asking you one thing.
Okay, you know what? We can edit it and just say the RBD joke. Period.
Take off all the shady things you said.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and redo.
No.
My favorite thing was the RBD show.
Okay. What was yours, Ricardo? The thing that I discover a new artist, you know, I'm so hip and trendy. What is it called? Bitches say that they have a distinctive music styles when they discover a new artist, and everything else is the same. I'm bitches. But her name is I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right. Jessie Ware.
Okay, good to know. Thank you. Why? You want to keep it short?
I will keep it short. Okay. Because I just discovered her this week. Mm-hmm. But she's, I think, British.
Cool. Okay.
And on to the episode.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Please stay tuned.
Anyways, okay. I'll keep it really. Give me 50 words and I can finish the thought. She's British. She's kind of unique looking. That sounds mean, but not in a mean way. She's beautiful. Her music is a little bit like 70s disco-ish. I think for me, it's very smooth, very in the mood. Spotlight is a good song. But yes, I'll wrap it up. Yeah, look up Jessie Ware and add her to your playlist. But is that a good? Okay.
You can keep going.
No, that's fine. And on to the episode.
Yeah. Okay.
Fuck you. So stick around and see what made Fatima say this.
So that don't mean that I can't get freaky. And what made Ricardo say this?
You see a thirsty bitch and you don't give her water?
Today's episode is the one about dating. Today's special guest, Le Fascina Perrier Sola, is a boy crazy, is also a professional beer chugger and a roller skating diva, our friend Evelyn.
How are you all?
I'm good. I'm Gucci.
You're Gucci?
What you mean?
It's been good too. It's been a while.
It's been a long time since I met you. I just going through random songs sometimes. But how have you been?
I'm doing great.
Doing great?
Yeah.
Like Tony the Tiger, doing great.
Living my best life.
Living your best life. Oh, really? During this whole pandemic? This is your best life?
Trying to with this Rona.
Okay, trying to with the Rona.
Yeah.
That's true.
Thanks.
I think I introduced you as Boy Crazy. Can you explain? America, explain. Why is that an accurate title for you?
Because it just takes a minute and I see someone is like, damn, boy.
Oh, you're thirsty. You're thirsty. So does this mean that you've been dating during this whole pandemic quarantine? Or has it like affected your dating life?
Dios mío. A ver.
I've been talking.
It's affected my dating life because we can't go out. We can't go to breweries. We can't drink beer. They're closed. But I've been talking to people. That has not stopped me, but obviously from meeting.
So is that where you met people at brewery? I can't even pronounce that word. Breweries?
That's where like our meeting spots were.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But where would you meet these people?
Yeah, like the first contact.
Yeah.
Contact would be dating apps. Dating apps are very helpful.
Do you have a favorite?
Well, I've used a couple. I haven't sticked to one. But favorite, I don't have a favorite.
No.
Mm-mm. So no. What apps are you on? What apps can, you know, people find you?
Well, at the moment.
Find blackpeople.com.
Farmers only. No, that's yes. No, I've never used that one before. I've never used that.
Well, there is one called that? Farmers only?
See, wait, see, yeah. Okay.
Oh, wow.
At the moment, I'm not using them.
Oh.
Oh,
but which one would you use?
Yeah. I've used before Tinder. I've used Badu.
Who?
Se llama
Erica Badu.
Badu se llama así.
¿Qué es eso? ¿Con qué se come?
Dating app se llama Badu.
What makes it separate from other dating apps?
Nothing. All the dating apps are the same, to be honest.
Oh, really? Okay. No, not really. Isn't Bumble different? Because Bumble, the girl has to...
The first move. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that one's different. I've used Bumble, too. I've used Hinge.
Hinge, the app designed to what? To delete? I think that's really, like, their motto, because I've seen their commercials. Hinge, the app designed for you to delete after you find the one. Algo así.
Yeah. Which, if you think about it, yeah, if you're single and you find people and your app is quote unquote successful, you're losing customers, basically, you know?
Yeah. Los contaste y they're done.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Okay, so dating apps. Okay. Yeah. So you were never one of those people like, did you ever have any like dates where like, oh, your friend introduced you to this person or no? You don't have cool friends like that?
I don't have cool friends like that. I'm sorry, guys. If you guys are listening to this, I suck.
Yeah.
You see a thirsty bitch and you don't give her water?
Damn. That's very true. But recently that changed. So there's something.
You're not thirsty no more.
I'm not thirsty no more.
Not that much.
Oh.
Yeah,
you're thirsty. Had a year supply of Gatorade.
your thirst is being quenched at the moment, a little bit.
Yes, ma'am.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And okay, where did you meet that person?
I met him in New Year's. So it's recent. Oh.
You found somebody to kiss under the mistletoe? Oh, wait, no, that's not. No, that's
the New Year kiss.
I did not get one, though. I did not get a new kiss.
It's okay. So where did you meet this person? Not on the dating website?
Not on a dating website, guys.
Oh, look at you, stepping outside the box.
Oh, is it Jack in the Box?
You hungry?
So now that you said, you know, that you've kind of, you know, found a contender, you know, someone. What do you look for in a person? Like when you're dating, like what are you looking for? Like, is it, you know, like physical attributes, like emotional support, you know, what kind of personality, qualities, you know, size, stamina, duration, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. So they have to be funny, for sure. They have to make me laugh. That's one of the biggest ones.
What if they're funny looking?
I'm okay with that. I'm okay. It's not about the face or the body, no. So, look at the heart, Ricardo, por favor.
Well, come on now, it's Ricky. He don't look at that. He looks at the, you know, physical attributes.
So,
la vanidad.
La vanidad. Well, yeah, if somebody's going to be with me, they have to be up to par.
Oh!
Just kidding. No. Really? So that's the main one. They have to be funny?
They have to be funny.
Do they have to? So, like, another example would be for me. A lot of people have limitations when it comes to age and, like, height. Is that something that
boy. A.M. height?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter to me. They can be the same.
So he can be shorter than you.
Well, then it does matter to me.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Same height or higher.
What if they're like an inch shorter than you?
They gain an inch somewhere else, maybe.
Oh. Yep. She didn't catch that. She didn't catch
it. Did. You dirty.
You just ignore it.
I wanted to ignore it, Fatima.
Okay.
Okay. I actually dated a guy who was, I think, an inch shorter than me.
Mm-hmm. And?
Pero nothing happened.
Oh, and it didn't apply. That's why she ignored it.
But I guess not. Height is not a big thing.
Because you got to think about it. A lot of people, like, height is a big, mm-hmm. A big issue or, concern to them. You know, like.
I know.
You want someone who's, I guess for, like, men.
Everyone wants, like, a 6 foot guy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, you have, like, men have to be over, like, 5'8".
Yeah.
And 5'8", you're short. And you know what I'm saying? So, and there's, like, a lot of guys out there who are not that tall. Hence my husband. You know, so he's like an inch shorter than me, but it's okay.
It's okay.
And you still wear high heels and everything, right?
Yes, I do. And I ask him, like, do you feel like insecure? Like, how does that make you feel that I'm, a little bit taller? He goes, oh no, I'm confident. I'm, I got the real deal. But this is good. Like, think about it. Like, that's what it is. Like. Even though, because I've met other couples that, like, the guy is shorter. And I've asked him, like, do you feel, like, insecure? Or, like, how do you feel by having a tall woman? Mm-hmm. And they're like, honestly, like, I love it. Because a lot of people, like, look down upon us because we're short. But, like, we have this beautiful, gorgeous person next to us. And they're tall. And they don't mind it. So why should I mind it?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where, like, you're already excluding a big portion of your dating pool,
Yeah.
If you're that fascinated in having somebody that's taller than you. But how about, I want to go into the age thing, though. How old are you, though? You're 20-something, right?
I'm 24, turning 24. 25 this year.
Okay, so you're kind of like our age. So... Is it a deal breaker if you date somebody that's younger than you, or if you date somebody that's, like, really older than you?
Are you guys ready for this one?
Yeah.
Taylor Swift.
Well, the guy that I started dating,
he's 18. ¿Qué es?
Evelyn.
La mano que. Que me hace la cuna.
Oh, Evelyn, ¿cómo vas a salir? No.
He's
19.
Okay. Oh,
okay.
5 years. 5 years. Well, okay, think about it. 18, like, you're fresh out of high school. Like you don't even know what you want to do. So that's why I'm like, no, 18, no. Like, I'm not saying it's bad, but I'm just saying, like, you're so young, you still have a lot to, live out. That's, and you're fresh out of high school. You know what I'm saying? But, okay, that's interesting. And was that, like, an issue? Like, you thought about it? Like, were you hesitant? Or you were like, oh, whatever, it is what it is. I'm in need.
Well, I think, because, let me, I'm going to answer the question for her. Because I know, apparently. No, but I think, well, this is my, how do you say, me prediction. Okay. I think it's different because she met him in person and not in a dating site. So she didn't know how old he was. And it's one of those things where, like, if she was already attracted to him somewhat physically, and then they got to know each other, then she learned that he was 19. Because, like, on dating apps, you have to put your age, right? I would think so.
Yep.
Right? So, like, you probably didn't know his age, right?
Nope.
Latine?
So, yeah. Pero no, when he told me... And I was like, well, we're starting to get to know each other. This,
yeah, it was nothing major, right?
It's nothing major. We can deal with this. It's mm-hmm. fine. Yo, hasta tacunas, but it's fine.
Oh, my goodness. No, well, so for me, I've always thought, like, younger, I think I would never date someone younger, maybe a year, 2 years younger. But for me, it's always, it has always been like, oh, you should date someone your age or older, right? Now, the question is here, how old is too old for me, right? So for me, it was like, I think 5 years, maybe. So 5 years older than me. I'm like, okay. So, like, my husband is 3 years older than me. And when my mom, like, found out, kind of, she kind of was like, oh, he's too old. And I'm like, is 3 years too?
But
like,
how is old were you when you met him? Because that also matters.
So, I was 21 and he was 20, what, like 23, 24? So, you know, it's like, I didn't think it was, it's 3 years, right? But my mom thought, like, oh, you know, like, I thought he was too old for you. And I'm like, really? Like, 3 years? And I'm like, huh? Like, it's just how, like, the minds, how people think differently. And, like, 3 years is so, so much, right? For I just her. Thought that was... For my mom, yeah.
Yeah, because for me, 3 years is not... Yeah, it's no... So, Evelyn, a 55-year-old who is hilarious. He's a comedian. And he has money. He has an established lifestyle, and he wants the goods. He wants to date you. No? Is that
no? No. No, 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 no.
No? Okay, no. That's too old. Okay. Let's make him
what if he has money?
40-year-old. He has no kids. He's funny as heck still, you know? He's not quite as funny as the 55-year-old, but he's funny. And he has two houses. One in Texas and one here in San Diego.
Nope. It's not about the money. It's not about the money.
Okay, but he's funny.
Pero, no, I don't know.
You said that was your biggest thing. That, like, he has to make you laugh.
The oldest I would date would be 5 to 6 years older than me.
¿También tú?
Yes. Okay.
A ver, Ricky, let me ask you the question, because you've been asking Evelyn.
Whoever has an interest in me, fuck that. I'll take them.
And money, right? And money?
Oh, it's not about the money.
You know what, Ricky? If someone would come up to you and, like, propose, you would say no, because you're already engaged. You're in a relationship with Beyonce. You would be cheating with her. Yeah, and then you have to be available for Belinda. Oh, so yes. You, like, screwed yourself over.
Belinda, I know, that's true. Belinda, I told you, Belinda with Christian Nodal, I have a chance. I think we're around the same age. She's what, 30, I think?
I think she's 30.
Right? So, yeah, she's only, like, 2 years older than me. That's fine. That's more than fine. Yeah. Okay. But what's about... I want to go into a different thing, though. Now that we established that you're in a new relationship. Yes. What is the longest relationship that you had, though?
I was waiting for this question.
Oh, you were?
Because you guys are going to crack up. Ready?
Yeah. Ready.
I'm 24 years old, okay? Uh-huh. This is my first boyfriend.
Oh. Wait. So he's your boyfriend?
Oh, yes, guys. He's my boyfriend.
Girl, because you never said that. Yeah. You just said you've been talking.
Yeah.
Ooh. congratulations.
Thank you.
That's great. You know, I'm glad. Because honestly, okay, so Sergio, my husband, he's my first everything. First boyfriend, everything. Okay. But I met him when I was 21, right? So... I don't know. Even then, I feel like that thing where, like, oh, you're getting too old. Like, you need to settle, blah, blah, blah. You know?
Yeah.
And it's like, or like the whole, like, virginity type. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. People like it, or, you know, me growing up, you know, through high school and stuff, a lot of people were like, you know, doing the dirty deed and everything. But I did it. And I never felt ashamed or anything. I was just like, oh, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So. And then, like, when I met Sergio, everything, you know, everything blossomed and stuff. So, like, I kind of...
We're not saying that Evelyn is in that same boat as you.
What? What boat?
The blossoming part.
Oh, no, no, no. Okay. I never said that. I'm just saying, like, my experience, because me at 21 and, like, you know, him being my first boyfriend and everything. Yeah. And I never really dated. I only went on one date and that was it. Like, nothing ever, like... Yes, with another person, but that was it. Like, as in, like, dating. Like, I don't really count that as, like, a real date or anything like that. Okay. It was Sergio, like, first dates and, like, meeting and everything. And I met him on a dating app. So, that's what I'm saying, like...
testimony that it works.
Yeah, but, like, Evelyn, you know, like you said, like, you're 24 and he's, like, your first relationship and stuff. You know, that's really, you know, that's good because I feel like there's a lot of, like, young girls that, like, as soon as they turn 18, like, they want to get in a relationship or marriage and this and that. And it's like, no, like, hold your horses, you know, like, live a little and all of this stuff because there's more to it because you're so young. Like, so young, and it's just, it's crazy that, you know, they want to already settle at 18.
But I think that a lot of it is a pressure from everybody else, you know? Because, you don't think so?
Maybe, depending on their situation. Like, for example, there's someone who's, like, I think just graduated high school, right? Mm-hmm. And they were gonna go to college, and then last time I heard that they're not gonna go to college no more. They're gonna get married, what? Like, soon, and it's just like, but you're fresh out of high school, like why not go to college away from your family, because that's what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, live a little, party, this and that, and, like, you know, like, getting married and stuff and leave their education. I don't know. It's just very, and I know for a fact that the family is, were very, what is it? They weren't opposed in them to going to college and living their life, right? Because they're like, oh, you know, you're young, but they can't, they don't want to give them, like, their backs.
Their backs?
You know, but they, yeah, like, the parents don't want to turn their back on the daughter. So they're just like, okay, well, if that's what you want, but, you know, I'm sure the parents wanted to live a little bit more, you know. Mm-hmm. It really did kind of, like, sadden me, but I'm like, well, if that's really what they want, you know, I guess.
Because that's the thing for me, like, what is your opinion, you guys' opinion on, like, for me, it sounds really, I don't know, it sounds weird, but I think, like, those people that marry, like, their high school sweetheart, mm-hmm. I don't know, I feel, like, a little sad for them that they didn't get, like, a chance to experience more. But then some of them, they're like, well, no, I found the person that I want to spend the rest of my life with, you know, in high school, and I'm not missing anything. It's like one of those things where, like, how can you miss stuff that you never had? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
I agree. And another part, at least, it's like, okay, you want to get married with your high school sweetheart. Cool. Like, that's fine. Like, marry, whatever. But live with them, like, go out, do stuff, do activities, like, have fun, you know. Don't go and, like, you know, start a family at such a young age, and then, because a lot of your friends are partying, are going out, are living their life, and, you know, that's what you're missing, and you see it, and you're gonna feel it. So it's like, okay, get married, but, like, live, you know, like, live your life with them out and about and do all these fun activities.
Yeah, I agree with you. But I was going to say, do you mind if we take a break and then come back and pick it up? Pick it up, living it up and living it up, picking it up, living it up. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay, let's take it.
All right.
And we're back again. So, Evelyn, you said that this was your first relationship. I have a question.
Okay. Is
monogamy the thing for you? Or are you open to other aspects of relationships?
Relationships are experiences.
Why? ¿Por qué no los dos? Let's talk about relationships first.
So relationship, only me and someone else. So on
monogamous then, okay?
Monogamous, yes.
But the occasional threesome is sounds cool.
And to be honest, maybe. Maybe I have that little like gusanito, like maybe. I don't know.
Well, this is the thing. Oh my god. Oh, I'm glad. Okay. This is refreshing.
I've never tried it.
No, but it's refreshing to hear, I think. Because you oftentimes don't hear that, you know? Look at Fatima biting her, like Fatima holding her rosario.
Not even, not give it. Jeez. Padre,
you, if you guys hear like a whispering of Padre Nuestro, because you know what it is.
Ay, no manches, que fuera tan Santa yo.
Santa yo. Well, you didn't say that. Never mind. Anyway. What?
No, say it. Say it.
Sorry, no. That was the first.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So that don't mean that I can't get freaky.
Oh, she's freaky.
That's we're right. I said it, and I do it again. Pop, pop.
Anyway, okay. Okay, that's cool. Because I was going to say,
polyamory. You do, Ricky?
Me what?
Yeah. What are your sexual being? Well, that's what or
I'm starting right now.
Ah, okay.
I was going to say, for me, what? Can I start?
Yeah, go. Go, go, go.
For me, I was going to say, I think I'm too much of a jealous type to believe in polyamory. You know, I wouldn't want to be the one, because I have a friend. I mean, I told Fatima about this friend. But she has experienced, I would say now this is her second relationship that is polyamorous.
Oh.
Yeah, the first one was almost in a way that she learned after the fact that they were already dating that he mm-hmm. wanted to be more open and have other partners. The second one that she's in, she has known since the beginning, you know, that this person that she's seen has another partner. And for me, like, she talks to me about it, you know, and I'm her friend, and I try to understand it as much as I can. But when I put myself in that position, I don't think I would ever want to, I don't think I would ever feel comfortable, you know, knowing that the person that I care for is with somebody else also, and that they can, and I say this in quotes because I don't know what the accurate thing would be, but that they equally care about two people. I don't know. It's too hard for me, I think, to wrap my head around it, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. It's tough.
It's tough, but that's cool. Okay. No.
But so, Ricky, what is the longest relationship you've been in?
No. You want to know the truth?
Yeah.
What was it? Like, Evelyn, you want to know the truth? No, I would say it was
72 hours?
No. 30 minutes? No, it was like, I would say maybe 3 months.
I was supposed to say 3 days? Oh my God.
3 months. When did this occur?
This was in high school.
Oh, so you haven't dated since high school?
No.
Oy, está traumado de los 3 meses?
It's going to sound very dramatic, but it is a big component of why I'm single and choose to be single, you know? But it was a relationship that I just, first of all, I didn't kind of look for. I realized that it was one of those things where I was going to say, because this is, for me, it's a very big thing, like, being single, you know? Like, I love my independence.
Mm-hmm.
She was very needy, and I understand it, you know? Because that's what relationships are, you know? You want to spend time with people, apparently. You want to be with them 24/7. See them maybe every single day. And that wasn't for me. I was like, no, I can't.
So that's a trigger for you, the being needy. So what do you look for in a partner or in the person, he, she, they, them, what?
I don't want to be one of those couples that does everything together.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So like I, you know, because there's a lot that are like, you see, you know them as, you know, and I'm just going to use Fatima for an example, but I'm not saying this is true for her, but it's like somebody, like some people know, like, oh yeah, did you employ Fatima and Sergio? You know, that's like included, you know, when you talk about Fatima, you always include Sergio, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or like, where's Fatima? Where's Fatima? Oh, she went this way with Sergio, you know? I think it's healthy to be each other's friends, you know, and spend time with each other.
Yeah.
But also I think healthy to have, you know, like Fatima to have her own, and I'm like, once again, I'm just using Fatima as an example, but Fatima to have her own friends and then Sergio to have his own friends. And of course they can have mutual friends, but when it comes time to like, if Fatima wants to hang out with a friend, she doesn't have to bring Sergio along.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like there's this independence where like, of course, like if you guys are going to do a group setting and a lot of people are going to be there, of course, you know, both of them can be there. But I think the biggest thing for me is that, you know, the balance of spending time together, mm-hmm. and being separate apart, because I don't know. I just know a lot of people that it's like, I'll ask them, you know, can you go this way? And it's like, well, I don't know. I have to ask my boyfriend or sister if they want to go. I'm like, but I asked you if you wanted to go. You know? I didn't ask.
Sorry for doing that.
I'm not saying you, and I used you guys as an example. You know what I mean?
But you know that's me.
You do that?
It's because the thing here is, it's like, I don't know if he has something planned. Or he's looking forward to do something, which probably like 99% of the time he doesn't. But I still ask. I take him in consideration. Like, oh, like I would like, so let me ask. Because I would ask him, or I would tell him like, hey, so-and-so invited me. I'm going to go out so-and-so, okay? And he'll be like, oh, yeah, that's cool. Or,
that's you telling him. It's not inviting him also. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I meant. What I meant was like, oh, no, I won't go unless Sergio go. That's kind of what I meant.
Oh, no.
That's what I meant.
Oh no!
That's what I meant. So that's what I'm like.
I'll be like, bye. Like,
that's what I mean, though. You know, I mean when people are like, they got invited somewhere. For example, if it's a baby shower, and it's all girls going to this baby shower, and it's like, oh no, I won't go because my boyfriend is not invited. That kind of thing, you know.
Bye.
I probably do that. I'd be like, I ain't trying to be in a baby shower.
Okay, so you would use it as an excuse.
Yeah. I mean, the perks, you know, because like, honestly, there's been times where you just don't want to attend some stuff, and you're just like, oh, you know, I can because, you know, my boyfriend, husband, whatever, you know, no. Mm-hmm. So it's like an excuse. If you don't want to go, it's like an easy getaway.
Mm-hmm. No, but to go back to what you asked me, though, I think relationships, and I'm talking about, once again, generalized, but I think the ones that I'm surrounded by, they're not healthy most of the time, you know?
Que toxicos!
I don't know. I feel like relationships, I don't know, like, it sounds very, very bad of me to say, but it's like, when I look at the relationship that I have surrounding me, it's like, I don't want a relationship like that, you know? I don't want to be in a relationship where, for example, the guy has no say in stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or for example, if like the guy is being like a super douchebag to the girl, you know, and wanting her to do everything for him, you know, que le sirva la comida, you know, like those kinds of things, like for me, like it doesn't seem healthy, and it doesn't seem like something I want. So like in my head, I'm like, if this is all that I know and this is the relationships that I see, I don't want my relationship to be that way, you know?
Yeah.
But Ricky, have you looked for someone or tried to look for someone, or you're just waiting at your house, like, que llegue del cielo, llegue tu casa, toque?
Especially during COVID. That's exactly what he's doing, Evelyn. Exactly that.
No one
sending memes to everyone but a probably significant other. Yep.
No,
is this you telling me that you don't want any more memes?
No, I love your memes. I don't get me wrong, but like, you know, what if, you know, you find someone who, you know, will...
You know, you're going to miss me when I'm gone. You're going to miss me when I don't send you memes.
You know,
if I find somebody and I don't send you memes, you're going to be like, oh my God.
So you're using us as an excuse not to find someone?
No,
because you need to cater to our memes daily and like, like, oh, I need to send memes today to Evelyn, to Fatima, meet my meme quota.
No, but you're saying that like that's all I do. That's not all I do, guys.
No,
I
don't say memes only. All you do is win, no matter what.
What are you doing?
No, I was very much of the so like I mentioned, you know, before that I love my independence. I love my freedom. Mm-hmm. And Fatima mentioned this as well. You know, like if you're gonna meet somebody, like, and you decide to like stay with them, like explore, do stuff. You know, for me, it's so easy when I'm traveling. It's so easy when I travel by myself because I have all the freedom. You know, I have all the control. If I want to wake up at 12 o'clock, I wake up at 12 o'clock. If I want to go eat pizza, I'll go eat pizza. You know, if I want, forget it.
Tú quieres dominar. Tú quieres ser el dominante en la relación.
Yeah, I want to be. So, like for me, it's that, you know, like I wanted. First of all, I wanted to finish school, but then school has been one of those things where, like, I finished this part of school, and then it's like, oh, why don't I do something else? So it might be a subconscious thing of me where it's like I constantly want to have like a something that prevents me from, you know, having a partner. Yeah. So it's like subconscious psychological.
Yeah.
But enough about me. This was about Evelyn.
There's a thing, Ricky. Like, you know,
I have a question.
I've answered some. Evelyn's answered. You're the only one who hasn't answered these questions. So I think it's only fair that, you know, mm-hmm. co-host answers these questions as well.
It's okay. Was that enough of of an answer?
Yeah. Till next time.
Yeah.
Part two.
No, yeah, but I'm not looking.
Okay. Oh, everybody, Ricky's is not looking. So get out of his DMs.
don't come slip and sliding into my
DMs. It's so graphic.
But anyways, what are your so with Evelyn?
Uh-huh.
I think you have I want to ask you, what are the pros of being single? Basically what I talked about, and what are you looking forward to now that you have somebody? And hopefully it lasts, you know. It sounded bad how I said it, but like what are you looking forward to in a relationship?
Don't get me wrong. I'm a party animal. Like
también, right? I'm
a party
animal. And you like to have fun.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why I think I liked you. Because
So you don't like her anymore?
No, I do.
You said liked past tense.
Well, yeah, that's true. No, I mean like that. No, like that's my thing, that you were cool and that you were funny, because I'm like, this girl can have some fun, I think.
I know.
I said that in our first episode. I'm like, when I met Fatima and Evelyn, I'm like, I thought they were really funny, both of them.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
I said what I said.
And that's on period, right, Evelyn?
Yeah.
Let's get into it. Okay. So you were going to say.
So I'm a party animal. I love my I'm like, when I can be watching TV, I'm like, I want to go skate. Like, I don't have to ask no one. I'm like, I want to go get a beer. If nobody wants to go with me, well, I would go alone and I will leave. I'll go get a beer. It gets lonely too. Like, you need like that effect, you know?
That love and affection.
Calorcito.
Get a fucking weighted blanket.
Oh. Damn, Ricky. Let's get a weighted blanket.
No, okay. So what are you looking forward to now that you have somebody?
I'm looking forward to obviously explore new places together. Going out and eat healthy things, pero healthy things, because I'm trying to lose weight this year.
Yeah. Same as us.
Mm-hmm.
Cuddles and more cuddles.
Yeah.
No more weighted blankets.
No more weighted blankets. So Fatima, you that has been in a relationship for a really long time, mm-hmm. and now that you're married, what are the pros of being with somebody?
That cuddle buddy. But I understand that there's some people who hate to cuddle because they're like those, like they're both hot and like they just don't mm-hmm. like to cuddle. With me, it's great because I'm always cold and Sergio's always like he's warm, so cuddling is always there, and he loves to cuddle, so that's great. And if you're like in a healthy relationship, like it's really if because I know there's, you know, there's some toxic relationships out there, but in my end, I think, you know, my relationship is pretty healthy, you know, open communication, but then sometimes, it's like the, communication is a bit too much and, you know, like he wants to know everything and I'm like, I need a peace of mind, you know, but it's like me telling him like I need time and he understands.
So are you, and you, both of you can answer, but what is your opinion on like the aspect of like when somebody says marry your best friend of like, or when you're partners, when you're a couple of having no secrets between you guys, is that something that you agree with or no? Can you have secrets or no? Or should they know everything?
I think they should know not everything, but most of it. Okay. Here's the thing. Obviously, if you're gonna, you know, tell them everything, like that is you as a person trying to start or in the right place. You know, you want the other person, like, this is me, this is my...
This is who I'm supposed to be.
This is real, this is me. No, but, like, this is my baggage, basically, right? And, like, mm-hmm. you can relieve it, it's cool. And, like, you're being open about it. So that person has a sense of being open and, like, okay, I see where they're coming from.
But I don't mean it that way, in a way. Like, I agree with the baggage aspect. But, for example, if you have a friend, mm-hmm. and your friend tells you that... she's cheating on her husband. Do you tell that to your husband? Or do you keep her secret?
Oh, no. I tell my husband everything.
That's what I
mean. Ricky, Sergio, es un pinche chismoso también. I swear, he'd be lurking the whole time. And I think it's hilarious. So last time I was, we went out and I was talking to my friend, right? And I, you know, Sergio knows, you know, the issues and problems and concerns. And like, you know, like it was like friction between me and my friend, right? And so I was talking and he had the radio on and then he turns it off. And then I see like from the window, it was closed, right? And then I glanced and it was cracked open because he was listening to everything I was talking with my friend, right? I didn't care because I was still going to tell him afterwards, right? Yeah. And so after I went in, I saw and I was like, did you hear? He's like, maybe. But like, again, it's like, I feel like if it comes again with that healthy relationship, like if you have mm-hmm. a good relationship with your partner, you know, it shouldn't be an issue talking to them about it. So I feel like, I tell him everything, honestly. And even though my friend's like, don't tell him. Really? And I tell him everything. Yeah, of course. Es que luego es una cura que tienes con tu pareja. It's like a, you know, like you can talk about it, make fun of it, or, you know, like let out your frustrations about the situation and they'll just take it in because they understand. And also like when people are like, oh, don't tell your husband. I think about it and I'm like, it makes you want to tell him. But I think about it, I'm like, okay. Who is he gonna tell? He's just with me the whole day. Like Sergio doesn't go out.
He has no friends.
He does not have friends. Okay. And even then, his friends are my friends. So like I've established like a pretty good rapport with his friends. So. Mm-hmm. Like, if his friend invites him, he's like, oh, he brings mm-hmm. me along. And I'm like, really? So I estoy yo la única, you know? So. Mm-hmm.
Also, like, Sergio's that person that I was talking about.
What?
He has to bring you to every single place.
Yes, that's him. I'm not going to say no, right? But, like, I tell him, like, no, tú ves solo. He's like, no, I want you with me. Yo, es como que, okay. Y luego yo soy la que ando y platica con su amigo y la cura y todo. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I carry the conversation.
So I just want to make something clear. Honestly, so, like, I want to know everybody that has told me secrets. I've held your secrets. I have not told your secrets. Keep telling me the secret. I'll have them in my head. You know, just
okay.
So you know.
Okay, wait. The thing where I'm coming from, I know some it's secrets. Like, I know, like, I think, I feel because, like, we're married already, right? So it's like, why not tell him? And I know for a damn straight fact that he's not going to tell anyone. He's not going to tell anyone. No, because he it's so, it's like what you said, like the group of friends. Like, you have your group of friends and your pareja tiene su grupo de amigos, right? So Sergio doesn't go out with his friends, which means, and even if he were to go out with his friends don't know my friends. But even then, it's not like he's constantly going out or talking to his friends at all. So I know he's not telling anyone. And it's one of those things, like, if I find out he tells him, I'm like, that's it. I'm not telling you nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
That's me. I'm like, no. Mm.
Yeah. Okay. I understand. I don't know. I just want people to know that whoever's told me a secret, I'm not telling anyone.
That's cool.
What was I going to say? Should we do our next segment, Fatima?
Sure.
Do you know this segment, Evelyn? It's called Que Feo Caso.
Que Feo Caso.
So you as the guest, we have a question for you. If you're comfortable saying it, you know?
Uh-huh.
Can you describe your worst date? Or like your worst experience dating?
My worst experience.
Think about it. Take a second. I know Fatima.
Think back to my...
Fatima was her first date with Sergio, where he made her watch It.
Oh my gosh.
And she's scared of clowns and balloons.
Yeah. Y no lo terminamos de ver. And then I think for the second date, he's like, let's finish the movie. Yo, como que... Okay.
You're like, okay, angry. No? You can't think of one?
Like the very first guy that I met on an app,
mm-hmm.
out to eat pho. And he was a military guy. But I didn't know because mm-hmm. he didn't post anything about
military. Oh, you like those military guys, huh?
I swiped left to all the military.
Uh-huh. You like that traveling dick.
Dude, not gonna lie, but kinda, but no. Okay, so I didn't know he was in the Navy porque no tenía nada su profile, so I figured mm-hmm. out once I got to the date, because this motherfucker was just talking about himself throughout the whole freaking date. Like, I didn't even speak.
Really?
Yeah, no, I couldn't even speak because he was just talking and stalking. He was from Bosnia. This guy was from Bosnia. He thought he was better than everyone. And no, I didn't like it. And I never spoke to him again.
Really? How old was he?
He was older.
Like around your age?
Oh, okay. I think he was like 26.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If you would have asked him how the date went, do you think he thought the date went well?
Probably, because I didn't speak.
So if he only got to know you, he would say no, the date was awful.
Probably.
Is that what you're saying?
Probably. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. So.
But that's the worst one, really?
Yeah. Everyone. They're cool.
Everyone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Well, then why were you not dating anyone?
I was not dating anyone because no one wanted something serious. Everybody just wanted to fuck around.
So they were all good experiences. Just the only fact was that they didn't want something serious with you.
Yeah. I had fun.
Oh, wow.
I had fun. Mm-hmm. But on my experiences, but no one wanted to date. No one wanted to take it to the next step. Nobody wanted a commitment.
Do you hold like a, I don't want to say grudge, but like some kind of resentment because of it? Like did it make you question yourself and who you are that made them like, what's like, why don't they want to date me?
I came to the conclusion that sometimes guys are afraid of me because I'm too confident.
Ah! Oh! As long as being confident.
What's wrong with being confident? ¿Tu anthem? Fuck yeah. Pues, ¿sabes qué? Si les quieres dar un shout out ahorita, pues hazlo.
You guys know who you are.
A las ratas de dos patas.
It's too long of a list. Are you Demi Lovato or Taylor Swift?
Oh my god.
I think that's true, and like I have a lot of friends that are girls, you know, and they always say the same thing, that guys mostly just wanna like fuck around.
Yeah.
And they don't want a relationship. Even those that have it on their profile, you know, and say that they're looking for something serious, they always go with like, oh no, I'm actually not looking for something serious.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's hard. Although I think it's easier for women to find dates than it is for guys. What do you guys think about that? No?
That is totally true. Actually, I was speaking to someone, and they were like, if you go around and you ask three guys if they want to fuck you, all of them will say yes. But if I go with three girls and ask them if they let me fuck them, they will say no. So it's easier for girls to get.
Yeah, definitely.
Than guys to
get. I think definitely. But it also makes it harder because it's like, if all the guys want the same thing, you know, and you're getting constant requests, how do you say, filter them out?
Complicated.
That's it, okay. That's not as horrible as I thought it was going to be.
No.
Okay. Well, that's it.
Oh my god, this was so much fun. I was so nervous. I was nervous at the beginning. I was like, I'm gonna fuck this shit up. Like,
I'm gonna stutter,
but I did not.
Well, that's what you think when you hear yourself. Because that's what happened to us with Fatima and I. We were like very, very nervous the first few times that we recorded, and then we listened to ourselves and we were like, why are we saying, you know, why are we saying like so much? Why are we saying all this stuff?
And I think we probably still do, but we don't notice it anymore. So if everyone else does, I'm sorry, but it's okay. It's us. That's how we really talk in the real life.
Yeah. Last time I was editing something and it was like a minute long. And you know how, you know, see, I said it right now. But guess how many times I said it, you know, in a span of a minute?
10 times.
11 times. Like, what the fuck? Like in a span of 1 minute, I said, you know, 11 times. That was a long time. But, well, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad that you enjoyed your time here. Fatima, wait. Is it okay if we share your social?
Of course.
Media?
Go ahead. Okay, cool.
All right.
So, Fatima, where can they follow us?
Yeah, you guys can go ahead and follow us on our Instagram, which is Interrupted Rambling. We also have a Twitter, which is Interrupted Ram. Both of our Instagram handles are on our podcast. And
it's different now, right?
Mine, it is different. It's Feisty Pisces because Ricky wanted me to like change it. And since I'm going to hopefully start streaming on Twitch soon, that is.
No, by the time that this episode comes out, she's going to be streaming.
Yeah.
So follow whatever it is, Feisty Pisces, which is such a lame name, but whatever.
Well, you know what, Ricardo?
It is not Richard.
Yeah, because he's not a white middle-aged man. Anyways, Ricky does have a Twitter, which is the same as his Instagram. Go ahead and follow him.
And where can I follow you, Evelyn?
You guys can follow me at Pato_Pascual_16.
What an ugly name also. I'm joking. Say it again. Because I interrupted you.
So it's Pato_Pascual_16. Follow me, y'all, on Instagram.
Yeah. No, Twitter? Nothing?
Twitter is it's Eve. Twitter.
Okay. OnlyFans?
No tengo.
Oh, todavía no? Okay. Okay. So when you have it, we'll include it, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
But other than that, thank you for listening to this episode. Rate us. Write a review anywhere. We're on all the I can't pronounce it all the time. Podcast platforms, Google Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and that's it. Until next time. Bye. Bye. Yay.